Do you read with your children at bedtime? I know most parents know the benefits when it comes to reading and writing for their children, but maybe in the modern world may struggle to find the time to sit down and read with them before they go to bed, whether that be due to work or other things getting in the way. Now, a recent study by Book Trust has found that a large percentage of modern parents are turning to technology to do the reading for them. Now, today I'm joined in the studio by Gemma Malley, who is the Book Trust director and author and a mum of three, and we've also got Francesca Simon, who is the author of the best-selling children's series Horrid Henry. Hello to you both.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, should we start with you, Gemma? Do you just want to tell us a bit more about the study carried out by Book Trust and what it's found with regards to technology?
Yeah, what we found was that a lot of parents intend to read their children a bedtime story every day, but just don't quite get there. And increasing numbers are turning to tech instead, whether that's just letting their children go on an iPad or watch TV or surf YouTube before they go to bed. And about a quarter are beginning to actually use tech to read the bedtime story. So things like Alexa asking, you know, their digital babysitter to give the bedtime story. And the worry is that, you know, the bedtime story is so important, and families are just letting it go.
As a mum yourself, do you find enough time? Do you understand where this research is coming from when it comes to parents that can't find the time, maybe at work or the other things that get in the way?
Well, look, of course, we all know, you know, we are all incredibly stretched, whether that's work or you might be at home, but you've got a million things to do. You might have other children, siblings, you know, life is pressurized, but it's 10 minutes. And, you know, we also know that actually the bedtime story, sitting down, reading with your child, it's not just fantastic for the child, it also is incredibly soporific. So if for no other reason, you know, you have a good bedtime story, you chat with your child. You know, bedtime story is often the time where the child will open up about their day, and often in books, little themes will come up that enable conversations. And, you know, it's such a precious time, and I think it's really about priorities, you know, just finding those 10 minutes, because they really, really matter.
Now, as I mentioned, we're joined by Francesca Simon. I'm sure plenty of listeners will have heard of the best-selling series Horrid Henry, and there's even a television series about it now, I believe, as well. Francesca, from your point of view as a best-selling author and as someone who's written a lot of books and done a lot of reading yourself, do you understand the importance of reading for kids when it comes to the bedtime story and with spending that time with parents rather than with technology?
Absolutely. You know, I also have a child. I'm now grown up. And I just want to, you know, underline what Gemma said, is that it's a wonderful time for parents. It's a wonderful time to share stories with your child. We are talking about 10 minutes. And if you don't have time in the evening, do it in the morning or during bath time or over dinner. But it's such a crucial part of your life as a parent. An electronic piece of equipment cannot substitute for that time of sharing and talking. And also, you know, I write picture books as well. And when I write them, I'm thinking about that, leaving that space for the parent to go, oh, what do you think is going to happen next? Or you turn the page and you go, oh, what did the cow say? That kind of the thing about it's those sort of books are meant to have that participation.
Absolutely. Do you think part of the issue may lie with children themselves being so normalised with technology nowadays? Because I know that the study by Book Trust found that 44% of children aged 10 or younger now own a tablet themselves. I don't know about yourselves, but I wasn't allowed a mobile phone until I was about 10 or 11. So the fact that so many under 10s have tablets readily available to them, that maybe they choose that when it comes to bedtime, that they would rather be on the tablet and reading that rather than be reading with a parent. Do you think that may be where the issue lies?
No, I don't, because, you know, my son, for example, always loved audiobooks. My husband read with him for about half an hour in the morning, and I read with him about half an hour at night, because we love to read to him. It's not that he kept begging, you know, you're going to sit there and hear the story. But after we'd finished reading at night, he really enjoyed going to sleep with an audiobook on. So it was a way for him to sort of have an extra story, a book that he knew really well, you know, as part of his like going to sleep.
Now, Gemma, we'll just come back to you briefly, because Book Trust, in the light of these findings, you are launching something called Pajama Rama, which is a nationwide fundraising campaign. Do you just want to tell us a bit about it and how people can find out more?
Yeah, so what we want is for families everywhere to wear their pyjamas on the 7th of June. It is a very easy ask because it basically means you don't have to get dressed. So children, adults, everyone, we want to wear their pyjamas and celebrate the bedtime story. So if you're not getting dressed, you've got an extra 10 minutes to
exactly.
just pick up a book and share it together, celebrate the bedtime story however you want. We've got schools taking part, nurseries taking part, workplaces, individuals. And if you go to booktrust.org.uk/pyjamarama, you can find out loads of information of how to take part.
Brilliant. And as I said, it's so important for when it comes to reading and writing for children to sit down with their parents and to bond with them as well. So thank you both for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having us on.